Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Behold my servant, whom I uphold.
I chose him, even whom my soul delights.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage.
And the ends of the earth your possessions.
You shall break them with a rod of iron.
And dash them.
Now therefore, O kings, be wise.
Be warned, O rulers of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear.
And rejoice with trembling.
For his wrath is quickly kindled.
Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the
Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Behold my servant, whom I uphold.
My chosen, in whom my soul delights.
Glory be to God on high.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice on the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says the Lord, God, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open up the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For no one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, all nations. For great is his steadfast love toward us.
And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Bring an offering and come to his courts.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Here endeth the Gospel. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you ever feel like you're drowning? As if life is just too much? Wave after wave after wave, pummeling you one thing after another, as the tide seems to pull you further out to sea? Or already far away from the land, tossed to and fro, struggling just to keep your head above water? Or simply overtaken and overwhelmed, sinking into the depths as the surface disappears? Jeremiah, no stranger to the sufferings of life, put it this way: water closed over my head. I said, I am lost. Now, those words of St. Jeremiah are recorded for us in Lamentations chapter 3. But the entirety of Holy Scripture is dripping with water from the very beginning to its very end, soaked with it. From the first verses in creation, in the beginning with the Spirit hovering over the face of the abyss, to the last verses of Revelation with the river of life flowing from the new and heavenly Jerusalem. In many ways, the Holy Scriptures themselves are more comparable to water than they are to anything else. They are life-giving and they are cleansing, but they are not without danger, at least to the old Adam, to the old sinful nature. They are like the ocean. Even little children can play along the shore and find great delight. But they are also like the ocean in that they are unspeakably powerful and unfathomably deep. And even the greatest theologian will only begin to plumb their depths in his lifetime. Even the voice of God is said to be like the roaring of many waters. Oh my God, my soul despairs within me, the psalmist writes. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. What man, when he looks at his life, can be pleased with it? What man has kept his soul upright, his mind always on God? What man has not sunk into sins and despair? Save me, O God, another psalmist cries. For the waters have come up to my neck. I have sunk to the miry depths where there is no footing. I have come into the deep waters where the floods overflow me. What man can look at the senseless evil of this world and not be overwhelmed by it? What man can still the proud waves and the arrogant currents? Every single human being is in fact waiting to be swept away by death. As David says, the waves of death engulfed me. The torrents of chaos overwhelmed me. The cords of Sheol coiled around me, and the snares of death confronted me. But perhaps best of all is the account of Jonah for helping us to see that the raging floods and drowning waves are not without cause. As you recall, the prophet heard the word of God directly. He was going to go and preach to Nineveh. But he did the exact opposite. He got on a boat going the opposite direction to Tarshish, the farthest place in the known world from Nineveh. A storm arose, and after much toil and trying everything they knew how to do, the sailors of the ship were at a loss. But Jonah knew that it was all on account of him. And so he tells them to throw him overboard. And it is not until he is in the belly of the great fish, safe in the belly of the fish, that he begins to recount all that had happened. Jonah prays, "For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas. All your waves and billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven from your sight. The waters closed over me. The deep surrounded me. I sank to the roots of the mountains, and the weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down into the land whose bars closed round me forever. Yet you, O Lord, my God, brought me up from the pit." In this sense, the great fish was Jonah's savior, a fact not lost on the early Christians, who often liken Jesus, with ichthus, a fish. Because of the assonance of the words, Jesus' own parable, because ichthus worked wonderfully as an anagram. Ichthus, Jesus, Christos, Theos, Weos, Soter, Jesus Christ, God's Son, the Savior. Because of all of this, and because of the symbolism here, the fish became the symbol of early Christianity. The fish rescued Jonah from the heart of the sea. Who else would be able to rescue us from the heart of the sea, from the depths of the underwater mountains, from the barred doors of Sheol? No one but Jesus. When Christ stands before the Jordan River, he is in a sense standing before all the waters, for he is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, clothed and hidden in human flesh. He wades into the waters, and it is not because he needs to be washed. It is not because he is in need of being saved. He wades into the waters for us, and thus fulfilling for us all righteousness, fulfilling all that pleases God, down into the watery depths he descends. This is why some of the ancient Christian art depicts Jesus' baptism in the Jordan with his feet stretched all the way down into the abyss. Very often at the bottom of the depths are depicted mysterious sea monsters representing the demonic powers, and the skulls and bones representing the power of death and the like. For where the breakers and the waves go over our heads, or the miry depths trap our feet, or the torrents triumph over us, there Christ goes in our stead by the Father's command. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, for us men and for our salvation. Christ descends into the abyss of death for us. The waves and the breakers go over his head, and down to the barred gates of Sheol he descends. Even with a crown of thorny seaweed, you might say, wrapped around his head. Down he goes to save us and to raise us. From the depths and from the grave, he rises. And from there, he is bringing us forth. When he came up from the baptismal waters, immediately the heavens were opened to him, and through him they are opened to us. And the Holy Trinity was revealed at that very moment as the Holy Spirit descended and alighted upon him. And the Father declares, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So the Holy Scriptures tell us that we who have been baptized have been so united to Christ that we are united with him even in his death and his resurrection. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Paul continues, "If we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." When Jesus came to be baptized by John's baptism for the forgiveness of sins, John objected. "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" "Yes, John, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness," the Lord says. Not for his forgiveness, but for yours. In his baptism, Jesus stands in the stead and identifies himself with sinners. Our sinking into the water becomes his sinking into the water. Our drowning in the depths becomes his drowning in the depths. Our being swallowed up by death becomes his being swallowed up by death. But that also means that his resurrection is our own resurrection. And his rising from the watery depths is our rising from the watery depths. Just as heaven is open to him and the Trinity is revealed, the same is true for us. For God of God in human flesh has become our Savior. He and no one else. The Lord kills and he makes alive. He brings down to the grave and he raises up again. He brings low and he lifts up. So, dear Christians, let us heed the words of the church father, Tertullian.
We little fishies are after the manner of our big fish, Jesus Christ, born in water. Nor have we safety in any other way than by permanently abiding in the water. Remember your baptisms. Abide in that water in which you were baptized into Christ, his death and his life. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me rise for the offertory. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have revealed your Son to us in the wondrous epiphany in the Jordan. So also you have revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, as you have opened heaven to your church through holy baptism, give her faithful teachers to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, and all that accords with godliness, that many would repent of their sins and join him in his kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, preserve the family, especially all Christian homes. Turn husband and wife toward one another in love. Equip fathers and mothers for their holy duty as teachers of the faith, and preserve all children in the saving faith and certain promises of their baptism unto life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. O God, your Son, Jesus, is the Christ and the true King of this world. Grant great humility to the rulers of the nations, that they would submit to the preaching of his holy word for the sake of their own souls, for the good of their nations, and especially for your holy people. Guard the lives of our service members, such as Sean, in these uncertain times. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Lord, you sent your Son to serve your people and deliver them from sin and death. Because we long for your salvation, bring us out of our afflictions and uphold all those bruised in spirit, especially Pauline, Kelly, Jason, Jared and Brenna, Angie, Jordan, and Aubrey. Give comfort by your resurrection for all who mourn the death of Pam Ingle, that in you she has received the crown of life. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, in holy baptism, you have opened the heavens to your children. Grant that all those baptized into your Son would worthily receive the heavenly feast of his body and blood for their forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our God, you have brought eternal life to us through the death of your Son. Grant that we who have come through baptism and have died to this world would ever more and more live in the resurrected life of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you manifested yourself with the Holy Spirit, the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son. With your voice, you directed us to the one who has borne our sins, that we may receive grace and forgiveness. Keep us, we implore you, in the true faith, since we have been baptized in accordance with your command and the example of your Son. Strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit, and lead us to everlasting life and salvation, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. And now do we praise thee, that thou didst send unto us thine only begotten Son, and that in him, being found in the fashion as a man, thou didst manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it
and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always. thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shall see the Lord's salvation. Baptized into the death of Christ is a new creation. Through Christ's redemption he shall stand among the glorious heavenly band of every tribe and with one accord, O God, we pray, grant us thy Holy Spirit. Look down on our infirmity, through Jesus' blood and merit. Grant us to grow in grace each day. On this blessed feast of the baptism of our Lord, we give thanks that we have been baptized into Christ, and we continue to receive God's abundant mercies and grace through the preaching of his word and the administration of his sacraments. So may we all remain in that baptismal grace for the rest of our life until we die. Important announcement, we have the voters assembly today at 1 p.m. So if you are a voting member or would like to be a voting member, please come to the voters assembly as we elect our officers and do the other business of the church. Right to Life Sunday is January 18th. There will be a potluck. The Ladies' Aid is furnishing the meat and table service and drinks, but the sides and desserts. Please bring those. Again, I encourage everyone to spend considering whether or not you are capable of helping with the Altar Guild. It's not really that difficult, but it is an important aspect of keeping things running smoothly on Sunday morning to make sure the holy vessels are taken care of and the paraments and all those good things to make sure that all things are prepared for you to just come in and then receive God's gifts on Sunday morning. So if you are interested in doing that or just have questions on what that might entail, go ahead and talk to Brenda. The LWML Ohio District biannual goal, details about that and their fundraising are available in the bulletin. We have some new ones, so don't forget to get the cradle roll pictures to Nakanya so we can have their pictures up in the back of the church and celebrate that good gift of children. Any announcements this morning that I have forgotten? Depart in peace.